The ancient Buddha said, a painting of rice cake does not satisfy hunger. those in cloud robes and mist sleeves who study this statement, as well as bodhisattvas and shravakas who come from the 10 directions, differ in name and position. The skin and flesh of divine heads and or of demon faces in the 10 directions differ, sometimes thick, sometimes thin. Since this statement has been studied by ancient Buddhas and present Buddhas, it has become their livelihood in grass-roofed huts and under trees. When they transmit their teaching, they say this statement means that studying the sutras and commentaries does not nourish true wisdom. Or they suppose it means that to study the sutras of the three vehicles or the one vehicle is not the way of perfect enlightenment. To think this statement means that expedient teachings are useless is a great mistake. This is not the correct transmission of the ancestors' teaching. It obscures the words of the Buddha ancestors. If you do not understand this one Buddha's phrase, who could acknowledge that you have thoroughly understood the words of other Buddhas? To say a painting of a rice cake does not satisfy hunger is like saying to refrain from all unwholesome actions and to respectfully practice wholesome action. It is like saying, what is it that thus comes? It is like saying, I am always intimate with this. You should investigate it in this way. There are few who have ever seen this painting of rice or a rice cake, and none of them has thoroughly understood it. How is this so? When I inquire of a few skin bags in the past, they had never questioned or investigated this matter. They were unconcerned with it, as if it was someone else's gossip. Know that the painted rice cake is your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. Thus, a painting rice cake made of rice flour is neither born nor unborn. Since this is so, it is the moment of realization of the way. This cannot be understood by the limited view that the painted rice cake comes on and goes. The paints for painting rice cakes are the same as those used for painting mountains and waters. For painting mountains and waters, blue and red paints are used. For painting rice cakes, rice flour is used. That's they are painted in the same way, and they are examined in the same way. Accordingly, painted rice cakes spoken of here means that sesame rice cake, herb rice cakes, milk rice cakes, toasted rice cakes, millet rice cakes, and the like are all actualized in the painting. Thus, you should understand that the painting is all-inclusive. A rice cake is all-inclusive. The Dharma is all-inclusive. In this way, all rice cakes actualized right now are nothing but the painting rice cake. If you look for some other kind of painting rice cake, you will never find it. You will never grasp it. A painted rice cake at once appears and doesn't appear. This being so, it has no mark of old or young, and has no trace of coming and going. Just here, the land of painted rice cakes is revealed and confirmed. Now, Dogen Zenji, little by little, comment on this phrase, a painting of rice cake doesn't satisfy hunger. Before that, I would like to give a certain hint about the suffering. Of Four Noble Truths, we say suffering in English, but in Sanskrit we say dukkha. I think I remember Dalai Lama translate his dukkha as unsatisfactoriness. I think this is a pretty interesting term. If you use suffering a little bit, quite different. Okay. I think the suffering dukkha translated as unsatisfactoriness in English is appropriate. Pretty good translation. Unsatisfactoriness. So what is unsatisfactoriness? It has a pretty deep meaning. Okay. Instead of suffering, if you use a suffering, it's pretty hard to understand the deep meaning of dukkha mentioned by Buddha as noble truth. Why the suffering becomes a noble truth, we don't understand it. But unsatisfactoriness, a little bit broad, and also giving all this certain hint to us. So I think that unsatisfactoriness is also associated with this, you know, statement, phrases. Painted rice cake never satisfy the hunger. So it's this is a little bit, this is my hint, okay, to that Buddha's teaching. Related with this, so, okay, is that okay? The Dogen Zenji mentions here, ancient Buddha said a painting of a rice cake does not satisfy hunger. I think here this the ancient Buddha means, I mentioned before, Kyogen Zen Master. I think you will see that his stories in this book, How to Raise an Ox, page 104. I think the sound of the Bali streams. Let me read his short story. Again, when Chan Master Xiang'en Qi Xian, that is Kyogen Shikan in Japanese, Kyogen was practicing the way under Chan Master Tao Wei Da Yuan, the East. Isan Zen Master. Isan Zen Master, usually we say, Da Wei said to him, "You are quite bright and seem to understand everything. Without any reliance on your learned treatise, from what you are before your parents conceived you. Give me one single phrase concerning the way. In other words, I mentioned before, Isan asked him, tell me something about this self before your parents' birth, not at the self after your birth, not after your parents' birth, before your parents' birth. That is a simple speak. That is the meaning of this point. Try as he might, Xiang Yang could think of nothing to say in reply. He regretted his mind and body, and try as he might to find some clue in the books he had accumulated over many, many years. It was no use at all. So he set fire to all precious books, saying, rice cakes in a picture does not satisfy one's hunger. I will no longer seek the Buddha way in this present life, and my practice will be that of serving the rice to practicing monks. So saying, he spent many years serving meals to the monks. The expression meal-serving monk refers to someone who serves rice and other food to the monks who are practicing. It is like carrying the trays of food for the nobility, or like the position of a waiter in our country. One day he spoke to Tao Wei, my mind is crowded and I cannot speak. Say something that will help me, chief priest. Tao Wei replied, unfortunately, I cannot say anything for you. Maybe later. You would resent my having done so. It means, if I say so now, if I answer to your question now, I think you will regret. That's what it means. Regret means, do you understand that one? I think the kindness is not always kind. If always give answer, right answer to you whenever you ask, I think it is not always kind. Because teacher's answer is teacher's, not yours. So you have to find your answer from your body and mind. It's hard, but I think it is very important, pretty often. So I think in Japan, Zen teacher doesn't give any particular suggestions and answers. I don't know if it is good or bad, right or wrong. But in a sense, it is pretty good for us. Apparently, it seems not kind. But for long run, I think it's pretty kind. But always, even though he doesn't give you answer, but he doesn't say anything to you, but he is always around you and doing something and watching over you. That is Buddha's compassion. Unfortunately, I cannot say anything for you. Maybe later you would resent my having done so. So the years passed and Xiang Yin traveled to Wutang Mountain searching for the whereabouts of the national teacher Dachen, and near the hermitage of the national teacher, he built a grass hut, which he used for a hermitage. He planted some young bamboo nearby and spent his days in its vicinity. One day, when he was sweeping the path, a pebble flew and struck the bamboo. And when he heard the sound it made, he suddenly had the great satori. He bathed and purified himself, and in the direction of Taowei Mountain, burned incense and paid homage. Then he spoke to Taowei. "Taowei, chief priest, if you had answered me on that other occasion, how would these things ever have been possible? The depths of your kindness exceed even those of my own parents." Then he composed this verse. With one blow of the pebble, everything I knew perished. What more is there for me to practice? What more to subdue? Moving about with ease, I couldn't myself in the ancient way. And I never feel any despondency. Wherever I am, I leave no traces. It is conduct apart from forms and sounds. Those in all the directions who are enlightened in the way are called those of the highest talent. This is a simple story. So, I think therefore, after many, many years of practice, he said to Isan Zen Master about his experience of practice. That statement is, "Painting of rice cake doesn't satisfy hunger." So, I think within this simple phrase, there are thickness of years of his practice, years and years of his practice, and also the immediate actualization of this thickness of years and years of his practice right now, right here. That is this statement. So you cannot, but most people misunderstand this one because just surface, they understand this statement on its surface. That's why Dogen Zenji has to explain about this one. I think in his story, most important point is he completely burned, set the fire to all his precious books, and said, "Rice cakes in the picture do not satisfy one's hunger." And then later, he decided he never seek for the Buddha way, and just to serve the monks. Serve the monks means serve the food, serve the meals and food to the monks who are practicing Buddha way. This is not the giving up seeking for the Buddha way. Okay? This is a very important point. Just serving the monks, serving the food, serving the meals, serving means serving the many things. So washing clothes, cleaning the yard, temple yards, and offering the sandals or slippers. And when he going, monks go out, and priests take these sandals, etc. Anyway, serving the monks, many ways you can serve the person in many ways. Not only the giving a candy to him, in many ways you can do. I think when I was age monastery, the Roshi's office gave me the hint, or sometimes very strict the advice, because usually young monk didn't pay attention to a certain situation which Roshi's never explained. Always the monks pay attention to the some matters which he has understood and he has been explained clearly. I didn't know what has been clearly explained by Roshi's and duties, kind of in terms of duty of task. You know, if you have a position, always you always ask, what should I do? So your duty is such and such and such. And then young monks always pay attention to the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's it. Then he never pay attention to many things which have never been explained by anybody. But there are many beings around A, B, C, D. So, Roshi always give me some suggestions, you know. You should do this. It is my order. But a young monk always accept. At that time, I felt also order, kind of order. But it's my order. It's very kind. And also, young monks believe that Roshi is very lazy, because always he asks young monks to do this, that, do that, always. You know, why don't you do that? You know, young monks always think, you do it. You know, it's simple. So like sandals, put in sandals and the slippers, put in right in front of him, right before he getting out of his room. Instead of the teachers going out of the rooms and pick his sandals and then use it. Before that, young monks do it. But that means we misunderstand Roshi's way. That is, I felt at that time, how lazy you are, why don't you do it by yourself? It's a pretty good exercise for you. This kind of thing, don't you feel so? You always think so. In many ways, if I do very in detail, if I always suggesting that way, you really mad at me. Because you have never done before. But this is very kind, very kind. Because that is not my job, not Moses' job, your job. Your job is not the job, you have to do it on enough, but that job, duty of your job, is associated with your life, even after joining the human society. Taking care of human beings, when you join the human society, how do you take care of patient and a patient sick persons, you know? How do you take care of the children and the friends and the parents? You really learn from that. How do you take care of piece of paper, piece of the toilet paper? How do you take care of bamboo? Bloom. How do you take care of the slippers? How do you take care of shovels and many things? But it's not the job you have to do only now, not associated with your future life. It's really extended into future and past. That teacher always mentions about this one. Simply, do this. Why don't you do this? But he doesn't explain why he has to say so. Why he make young monks to do this? He never explained. That's why young monks always say, sometimes mad, sometimes angry, sometimes complain. But in the age monastery, every day is very busy. So there is no space to poke your head into and complain it. No. From moment to moment, you have to do it. One by one. You have to deal with it one by one. From moment to moment, there is no space to sit down and smoke, cigarette. No chance. It's very busy. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be the lazy of paying attention to many things around. But from moment to moment, what you have to do is just one thing. But you have to, your visions, your mind, obviously extend it into many things. So that's why it's very busy. But that is most important for us. That's why the Kyogen Zen Master completely set the fire to all his precious books and decided to just serve the monk in his whole life. That's pretty difficult practice because we want to get something. Can you do? And now look at the American Buddhism. It's pretty difficult to just serve the monks and just live day to day. Your head always looking around, comparing with something else, and try to get something useful for you in order to be good big man's big boss. We are pretty busy. So I think his determination is not to giving up his practicing Buddha way. Okay? Don't misunderstand that one. Okay, let's go. Then the Dogen Zenji mentioned here, those in cloud robes and mist sleeves. This is expression, cloud robes and mist sleeves. He says cloud robes. That's why next he said he uses mist, because cloud and mist are a pair of expression. So it doesn't have a special meaning. So those in cloud robes and sleeves. Sleeves means robes anyway. So he uses robes, and then next he uses sleeve. That is expression. Okay? So it means robes. So those in wearing the robes, something like that. who study this statement. So in other words, many monks after century after century, anyway, many monks wearing the robes studied this statement, as well as bodhisattvas, shravakas, who come from the 10 directions, differ in name and positions. Bodhisattvas, shravakas. Shravakas are more or less we are shravakas. Always we are shravakas. Well, obviously we want to listen to the lectures and the Buddha's teaching of it. And that's it, you know. We don't want to practice, and we don't want to work hard, and we don't want to feel the pain zazen, you know. So we just want to listen to the Buddha's teaching. Okay. And then through the teachers, the teachings mentioned by Buddha, then you touch something, and then you say, this is a great enlightenment, which proves your life as a great Buddhist. I don't think it is exactly right understanding. This is a part of Buddhist. So, bodhisattvas, shravakas, who come from the 10 directions, many shravakas, many bodhisattvas, and also they have different names, different positions, okay? Many positions. So you have different positions, different names, different situations. The skin and flesh of divine heads of demon faces in the 10 directions differ, sometimes thick, sometimes thin. Skin and flesh of divine heads of demon faces. Divine heads and faces are a pair of words, so it's not necessary. It doesn't have a special meaning. So, the skin of a flesh of a divine entity and demons, like that. In the 10 directions, so many divine means sometimes holy men, skin of flesh, skin and flesh of the divines and divine entities and the demons. So, and also not only the holy persons, the spiritual persons, but also demons, lots of demons. But anyway, they, from the different 10 directions, from many directions, they come. And then, sometimes thick, sometimes thin. They express their life very deeply, sometimes very thick, talking about his past life. And actualizes, demonstrates their lives, right now, right here, to awaken the people to how deep their life is. But sometimes people don't pay attention. Just realistically, just behave. You know, just suffice. So many demons, many divines, many people there like this. So in this phrase, in this paragraph, it means Dogen Zenji mentions this simple phrases has been anyway studied by various many kinds of peoples and monks and demons and the divine entities and many beings have been researching this one. Okay, that's it means that this paragraph means since this statement has been studied by ancient Buddhas and present Buddhas, it has become their livelihood in grass-roofed huts and under trees. I think this statement has been studied by ancient Buddhas and present Buddhas. Yeah, present and ancient. That is a pair of expression, verbal expression. saw Buddhas and Buddhas from generation to generation. Many Buddhas, many ancestors have studied this statement. I think, in a sense, many divine entities, and bodhisattvas, shuravakas, animals, animate, inanimate beings, Buddhas and ancestors are gathered around the Buddha Shakyamuni and studied and listened to his teaching and practiced his way of life. Not only the divine entities, not only the bodhisattva, not Shravaka only, even the demons, even the animals, even the inanimate or all inanimate animate beings gathered around the Shakyamuni Buddha and listen to and practice. That's why here Dogen Zen says it has become their livelihood in grass-roofed huts and under trees. We believe that the demons never have a chance to practice and listen to Buddha's teaching. But demons also gather around the Buddha Shakyamuni's, and listen to it and practice it. Well, demon means not only the particular beings. Demon is not particular beings. I think according to Tendai teaching, you know, there are three dimensions, 3,000 worlds in the moment of a single thought. 3,000 worlds in the moment of a single thought displayed. Means, even though you say, I am spiritual, pure, nice man, no. Within the Buddhist world, there are rest of the world, hungry ghosts, demon fighting spirit, and animal spirit, and bodhisattvas, shirovakas, and the human beings in the Buddhist world, all of us, rest of the 10 category of existence exist in the realm of each single realm. Hell, hungry ghost, whatever. That is, so you can say, I am holy person, or I am devils. You can say, so, I think point is, using the devil's bodies, using the ordinary human flesh and human skin, human bone, and then you have to practice, you have to demonstrate Buddha's way. This is important for us. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions, in the Agama, Buddha helped a blind bhikkhu who was about to sewing his robe, but he was blind, so he couldn't thread into Nero's head is very tiny hole there. So he asked the blind monks, asked the other monks, is there anyone who helps me to put the and help do it. Have to put the thread into that Nero head. But strictly speaking, Buddha, why Buddha has to practice like that? Because Buddha, according to our head, if you become a Buddha, it's not necessary to have a painted rice cake. It's not necessary to eat any more rice cake because he is a Buddha. So why he has to eat the rice cake? But still, he is. I want to help you to put the thread into that little head instead of other monks does. Still, even after the Buddha attained the Buddha stage, but still he practicing constantly. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions body, arising body mind, practice, enlightenment, nirvana are always going without breaking even for a moment. In circle, always it goes in circle, without beginningless, without beginning, without end. This is our practice. If you say, I am devil, so, well, why would devil can't, devil isn't entitled to practice Buddha's way because he is devils. But I don't think this is right. Devils, holy men, Shakyamuni Buddhas, anyway, all of us using the ordinary human flesh, human body, and then demonstrate Buddha's way. That is a bodhisattva. Okay? So whatever you feel, anyway, we have to use this human flesh, human bone, human marrow, then demonstrate Buddha's way as exactly Buddha did. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions, since this statement is being studied by ancient Buddhas and present Buddhas, it has become their livelihood in grass-roofed huts and under trees. So I think the practicing in the grass roof hut in the mountain and practicing zazen under the tree in the Aran is Hinayana practice, Theravada practice. This is not exactly right understanding because whatever he may be, under the trees, in the hut, wherever he may be. Well, I think he uses his human body and mind and demonstrate the Buddha's way what Buddha Shakyamuni did. That is their livelihood. And also, this phrase, so-called, never satisfy hunger always teaches us in that way. So next, when they transmit their teachings, they say this statement means that studying the sutras and commentaries does not nourish true wisdom. But this is common understanding always. Particularly in Zen, we say, transmit something important beyond verbal expression, beyond the scriptures, in written in a word. Always we say. And also Dogen Zenji mentioned, it's not necessary to use the incense offering in the Bendowa, incense offering, penance, etc. Okay, chanting the sutra, anyway, reading the book, the scriptures, it's not necessary, he mentioned. But if people misunderstand this one. But I don't think Dogen Zenji mentioned in that way. You shouldn't read or chant offering incense. But point is, wherever you may be, what the most important point is, using your human body, human flesh, you have to demonstrate Buddha way as Buddha did. so-called samadhi, did you use samadhi? Right in the middle of offering incense, right in the middle of chanting, right in the middle of chanting or reading. You have to do this. They suppose it means that to study the sutra of the three vehicles or the one vehicle is not the way of perfect enlightenment. So very naturally there is a discrimination among the, you know, Shivaka, Pratika and Bodhisattva, Mahayana, Hinayana. So obviously there is a discrimination. But Dogen Zenji mentions in the chapter of Shokutsu Kriyo, respecting and offering, serving the Buddhas with the deepest respect. This is the title of a chapter of Shobogendo. He mentions Ubu, one of the Theravada school, was established 100 years after Buddha's death in India. That is a Theravada school, Theravada. And then 300 years after Buddha's death, from the Theravada school, there were many schools coming from that Theravada. So one of the Theravada, the new school was named Sarvastivadin, founded by the Kachaya Niptra, Kachaya Niptra, who died almost near the first century. So Sarvastivadin schools was developed so much so. And then the Dogen Zenji mentions Sarvastivadin school in India is very good in Buddhism. He respects Sarvastivadin school in Buddhism with deep respect. He mentions about this in that chapter. So I think if you say Theravada is lower level of Buddha's teaching, that is misunderstanding. So that's why Dogen Zenji mentions, or they suppose it means that to study the sutras of the three vehicles or the one vehicle is not the way of perfect enlightenment. To think this statement means that expedient teachings are useless. So I think the expedient teachings means reading, studying the scriptures and studying shastras are very useless. That is a really misunderstood. So, expedient teachings are useless is a great mistake. This is not the correct transmission of the ancestors' teaching, because as the scriptures written in a word is not a word. It is the contents of ancestors' Buddha's life itself, because from that quality of the Buddha's life, then words coming up. If you say word is not important, and that time where you always say, try to find something important in the word from the words, and then you try to put your life into the word. That's completely reversed. Words comes from your life, fresh and born tomorrow. Then words really alive for us, and also words influence so much all human beings. That's why words is important. Even the Christianity says, you know, all the Testament, there is a word first. Why he says so? Words of God, anyway. To think this statement means that experience teaching or useless is a mistake. This is not correct transmission of the ancestor teaching. It obscures the words of the Buddha's ancestors. If you do not understand this one Buddha's phrase, who could acknowledge that you have thoroughly understood the words of other Buddhas? You have never understood human life. Words are exactly the same as your skin and the muscle and the bones. Words is something expressed. Your skin is something expressed. If you put them down, and if you don't respect, how can you demonstrate Buddha's way with your body and the mind? Without skin, without bone, you cannot demonstrate Buddha's way. Next, to say painting a rice cake does not satisfy hunger is like saying to refrain from all unwholesome actions and to respectfully practice wholesome actions. I think in the Dogen Denji comment on this Buddha's teaching. Buddha's teaching is, simply speaking, do something right and good. Do not something unwholesome. This is purify the mind. This is Buddha's teaching. That is a very common phrase of a Buddha's teaching, which occurs in the Buddhist culture very often. And then the Dogen Denji comment on this. So in order to understand the meaning of good or bad, right or wrong, in the human society, Dogen Denji comment on this one. Very nice chapter. to respectfully practice wholesome. It is like saying, what is it that comes? That phrase comes from discussion between the sixth patriarch and his teacher. When the sixth patriarch went to his teacher, at that time, teacher says, "From where do you come?" So he says, "I come from the southern part of China." And then he says, "What is it that thus come?" Then the sixth patriarch couldn't understand exactly what it means. So for many, many years, he really contemplated this questions. And after that, he answered to this question, saying nothing in a word hit the Buddha's eye, something like that. So that's why, what is that comes? It is like saying, I am always intimate with this. This comes from koan, Tozan Zen Master, which occurs in group record equanimity. I think case 90, 91 or 2. Case 91 or 2, Tozan Zen Master was asked by monk, Buddha's body is classified into the three categories, Dhammakaya, Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya. What is the Buddha, real meaning of the Buddha beyond three categories? Then, Tozan Zen Master says, I am always intimate with this. Thomas Crowley says, I am very close to this. I don't know how do you understand this one. This is very important phrase. So what Dogen Zenji tried to say here is the rice cake, painting of rice cake doesn't satisfy hunger is exactly same as studying, researching, investigating those phrases mentioned by ancestors. I am always intimate with this. Or what is that? What is it that comes? So I think I am always intimate with this. This is, I don't know how you understand this one. Or according to Thomas Crowley, he says, I am always very close to this. This means being. Or, well, in other words, here and now. Just being. What is just is? That is a being. So this. So I am always close to this. In other words, I am always close to what is just is in itself. I don't know how do you understand this one. It is, it is a final abode you have to reach. Everyone. Even though you are saint, you are holy man, or you are ordinary people, or you are devil, whoever you are, anywhere, what you have to do finally is always to very close, always very close to what it just is in itself, right now, right here. That's it. Even though you have studied for a long, long time, and having the lot of knowledge, and become a clever, and you can get a lot of respect from the many peoples, and you are put them on the high platform and respected, and you just like a god, you know. Even though you become a god and saint or holiness, devils, all you have to do is finally just too close, just very close to death. That's it. So what is the true teaching? What is the true thing beyond the three categories? Dharma, Kaya, Buddha. Even though no matter how long you ask the meaning of the human life to Dharmakaya, Dharmakaya never talk. Because Dharmakaya is Dharmakaya, truth. Truth never say anything. Because it is too abstract. But you can imagine. You can imagine. But imagination is imagination. And Nirmanakaya, you can ask Nirmanakaya, but very stinky. So you don't want to depend on just Nirmanakaya, Nirmanakaya. So you want to talk about something truth of human life with Sambhogakaya. But Sambhogakaya is very mysterious because he is some part of his life is Nirmanakaya, some part of his life is Dharmakaya. What's the real human beings? It's pretty hard to talk about real meaning of human life. So, what is important? Dharmakaya is important, Sambhogakaya is important, or Nirmanakaya is important? We don't know. So finally, what you say, what is the true
true things beyond the three categories. Well, what is the true meaning of human life beyond your category you have accumulated, or other category? Or Buddhism always create a certain categories, 10 realms of categories, okay? 3,000 words in a moment of single thoughts. What is the real meaning? How can you discover real meaning where? In a Buddhist world? In a Bodhisattva world? It's pretty hard to say. Because in the Buddhist world, if you look at in the Buddhist world, there is already hungry ghost, the hell world, so fighting spirit already. You can see the more you clearly see your life as a Buddha, the more clearly you can see the devil world. So it's pretty hard to say. What is the real meaning? What you should do it. So finally, what you want to know is, what is the most important thing beyond those categories? Whoever create. So, Todam Zenmaster says, I am always very close to death. Just being right now, right here. This state of living right now, right here is, in a sense, very strict. In a sense, very tolerant, in a sense, very sincere, in a sense, very flexible, in a sense, very compassionate, in a sense, it's very keen, severe, many feeling there. Just like rock climbers. If a rock climber is very close to death, what happens? Is there that total state of his life can be seen from self-consciousness he has? No. At that time, self-consciousness always interrupts the total panorama picture of his life penetrating with the rock. So he never climbed the rock in peace, in harmony, no. So his life should be seen from the rock, no. His life should be seen from the middle between the rock and his life, no. What is it? Is there some category from what you can see between? What is this? So nothing to say, finally. But nothing to say, but there is some serious or sincere situation there. That is what? Time is continuous. Flow of times, continually. Flow of activities, that's it. You have to be right on there. So if you really close to this of being or what it just is, I think the self-consciousness disappears. Then you will really become one with the rock. You become one with the mountains. The mountains come into your heart, and the mountains melt away, disappears, and mountains support your life. And finally, there is only what? Just flow of activities beyond any category of mountain climbers, or air, or mountains, or trees. Beyond all categories, there is just flow of activities. That is, I am always just very close to this. That's it. When you die, when you live, when you do the Zen, all you have to do is what? You complain, many, many years of complaining to your life doesn't hit the mark. Or you are really accept, you are really enjoying your life, many, many years of enjoying your life, it doesn't hit the mark. Or understanding philosophy, understanding human life in terms of biology, philosophy, physics, and then many people respect you, but it still doesn't hit the mark. So finally, what you can do it? What is the most important thing you have to do? That's why I say, keep your mouth shut, just do it. That is another expression. I say, keep your mouth shut, just do it. Not merely just do it, just do with sincerity, with true heart. But another expression is, according to Thoden Zen masters, I am always, always very close to death. That is the same meaning, this is exactly the same as the meaning of painting of rice cake doesn't satisfy hunger. Okay. There are few who have ever seen this painting of rice cake, and none of them has thoroughly understood it. How is this so? When I inquire of a few skinbags in the past, they have never questioned or investigated this matter. They were unconcerned with it, as if it were someone else's gossip. Okay. But this is all that we do, you know. Because when I became a monk, I really hate this funeral service. I really hate. I don't know whether I like funeral service or not. But those days, I really hate the funeral service because I didn't want to see the death. I didn't want to see the dead. So because the moment when I see the dead, the dead person gradually turning into my face. So I scared. And the devil said the dead body is gradually alive and standing right in front of me, saying, "Hey, Karakiri, I was really scared." And then I mentioned to that fear to the one of the famous Buddhist nun. She said, "Karakiri, you are young, very young. You are stupid. Why do you have to think about death?" I was very surprised. And death is not. Death is not something you can see it objectively, you know. Always death is someone died. Yeah, I'm very sorry. But still it is nothing but a gossip. Don't you think so? It's gossip. Oh, Karakiri died. Oh, I'm sorry. He's dead. That is a gossip. You know, you always been practicing with me for many, many years, and then Karagiri all of a sudden dies. And then you said, "Oh, poor Karagiri, don't die," but still gossip. You know, don't you think so? Well, even those think so, you don't think so. Well, consciously or consciously, we always deal with the death as a gossip. Means death is not you. You are not close to death. It is something else, some other person's story. So that's why, even though many people, many ancestors mention the important phrase, simple phrase, but still it is nothing but gossip for us. That's why we don't understand it. Know that the painting of rice cake is your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. So rice cake, painting of rice cake, does not to satisfy hunger means that your life is produced by the faith, the self before your parents' birth. This is your life? Yes or no? Or your life, total panorama picture of your life is the self after your birth. Self after parents produce your skin and muscle. Yes or no? Can't you say? Total panorama picture of your life, which is always alive from day to day, is categorized by a certain idea. It is categorized by the self before your parents' birth or the self after parents produce. No. That's Dogen Zenji wants to say here, okay? Know that the painted rice cake is, your painting rice cake is your life, you can see now. Okay? Painting means active, action. Your life is always alive. In many ways, you're painting picture of your life. Is your face after your parents were born or your face before your parents were born? That's a painted rice cake made of rice flour is neither born nor unborn. No. Your panorama picture of your life, which is fully alive from moment to moment, painting a picture of your life, related with all sentient beings, is categorized by a certain idea? No. The panorama picture of your life, which is fully alive from moment to moment, is nothing but beyond. Born, unborn. Means beyond the self before parents' birth or the self after parents' birth. Complete beyond. Beyond means both work come together, working together. When both come together and work together, there is any certain particular category can be discovered? Nothing. Just full function there. That's it. This is a painting. This is a painting from day to day. Gassho, this is nothing but the painting of Gassho. You do all this. That's the point that Dogen Zenji mentioned here. Since this is so, it is a moment of realization of the way. So realization, it is nothing but the moment of the realization of the way. In other words, painting your life. Where is the painting your life? Place, that place you can paint your life is just a process, flow of activity of painting. Okay. At that time, naturally, you can create painting rice cake. But we don't pay attention to this, and also pay attention to all this life categorized by ideas. But real painting, in other words, acting, painting your life is not something categorized by ideas. All come together, working together, exactly. How can you say? So where is a place you can really paint, and painter, you as a painter is become, it becomes with a painting. Where is it? It is right in the middle of activity of simultaneity. That is a flow of activities, so-called painting, continues consistently, consistent painting. That is a practice of painters, practice of musicians, practice of country ski, cross-country skis, anyway, whatever you do. That is he says that it is the moment of realization of the way. This cannot be understood by the limited view that the painted rice cake comes and goes. So you never understand by a certain category you have accumulated. Okay? Your mind must be very calm and clear, transparent, to exactly be one with very clear, tranquil state of human life. So-called exactly same as state of Zazen. Exactly sitting right in the middle of Samadhi. You can see it. The paints for painting rice cake are the same as those used for painting mountains and waters. For painting mountains and waters, blue and red paints are used. For painting rice cakes, rice flour is used. Thus, they are painted in the same way, and they are examined in the same way. Painting using the red and the red color itself, you cannot use only your fine candles. You have to use the self fine candles before your parents' birth, and fine candles after your birth, after your parents' birth, and also your heredity, your memories, and also parents' memories, parents' heredities, entries, births, past, present, future, many things, and also your habit, and your karmic life, and functioning activity, movements of your consciousness. So many kinds of paint coming up. Even though you use the same things, past, present, future, but still different painting coming up. So, to paint rice cake is not so simple. Nothing to categorize. Activity of painting from moment to moment is really something. It's really something because you have to use many, many beings. And then you can paint your life now. Accordingly, a painting rice cake spoken of here means that sesame rice cake, herb rice cakes, milk rice cakes, and toasted rice cakes, and marrow rice cakes, and the like are all actualized in the painting. That's why I mentioned many beings, many rice cakes happens. Okay? I use my past life, and I imagine the future. I use the present. You also use the same paints. But you create a different painting because you have already your memories, customs, habit, education, circumstances, and time, space, and completely different. How to use a paint, one single paint, it is not the same as I do. You use it in a different way. That's why many kinds of painting rice cake coming up. So, in the Vimalakirti Sutra, Buddha always mentions something truth as a one voice, but many beings accept. One voice is disclosed in many ways, millions, millions of ways. But Buddha has to say, one with a one voice. Okay? That is most important. Dogen Zenji also mentioned that one, with one voice. Accordingly, Thus, you should understand that the painting is all-inclusive, rice cake is all-inclusive, that Dharma is all-inclusive. In this way, all rice cakes actualized right now are nothing but painted rice cake. So, rice, painting rice cake is really great issue. Each thing, painting, brush, rice cake, particular rice cake, or what kind of colors, and way of using a particular colors, all single matters becomes a great important issue. You have to pay attention to it. You can say, I am I, so I can paint my life easily. I don't think so. Because one is all is one. You cannot judge your life a simple way. I am a devil. I am a good boy. You cannot say, even right after making a mistake, you put yourself down. And then immediately, I am a bad boy. You cannot say so. That is your painting of your life. But each painting, each single matter, so-called painting, each single matter of rice cake or mistake, all have great important issue. You have to take into account after year after year. Because without using many, many beings, you cannot paint your life right there. Piano. You stand up here, you cannot stand up by your body, no. You should stand up with whole body, not only the 2 feet. Whole body, and trees, birds, winters, all sentient beings, then you can stand up. This is called painting life. But our belief of the painting our life is very narrow, very small painting, always ignoring other beings. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions here, painting is all-inclusive, rice cake is all-inclusive, Dharma is all-inclusive. In this way, all rice cakes after rice, right now, right here, are nothing but painted rice cake. That's why your life, what you have demonstrated, is very important. You are universe. That's why finally we can say, you are universe. Painting your life is universe. Otherwise, you cannot paint your life. If you look for some other kind of painted rice cake, you will never find it. You will never grasp it. A painted rice cake at once appears and disappears. Appears and does not appear. Painted rice cake at once appears and doesn't appear means painted rice cake of your life, it appears means appears as the self before your parents' birth, and as the self after your birth, and after your parents' birth, which is what? No categories, but work together totally, and then paint. So in the realm of the self, before your parents' birth, how many beings exist? In the realm of the self, after your birth, how many beings exist? So right in the middle of painting rice cake, there are many beings. It appears as a self, before parents' birth, and the self after your parents' birth. This being so, it has no mark of old or young, and has no trace of coming and going, just here. The land of a painted rice cake is revealed and confirmed. This is your everyday life. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, where we have to paint continually life rice cake, your life. Well, regardless of realization of painting on rice cake or not, you're always painting rice cake. Question is, how deeply, how profoundly you paint the rice cake. Everyone paints the rice cake, beyond realization or not. So how deeply, how profoundly, how clearly you can paint the rice cake. That is a question, okay? In order to do this, you have to understand your situation, including all sentient beings. That's why Buddhist philosophy, Avatamsaka Sutra mentions one is all is one. One penetration is penetration of all myriad dharmas in the first paragraph Dogen Zenji mentions. This is really true. Then you really create masterpiece of the painting, rice cake. But still, you don't satisfy. Continually, you create masterpiece of the painting, day by day. This is the practice of Buddha Shakyamuni, putting the thread into the needle head. Why he has to do it? Because he is already master. Why he has to practice?